Welcome to the milk bar. 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 Welcome to the milk bar.
Welcome along to episode 276 of the Milk Bar. Just Jason this week. Zoe not feeling too well, so sadly not with us. However, hopefully the dizzy spell will have disappeared and she'll be back with us next week. Coming up on this week's show, we'll be hearing from two kings. One of them being Elvis, an Elvis impersonator, in fact, when Lee Memphis King joins us on the phone. And also, we'll be hearing from King Henry VIII himself. Well, actually, his name's Tony in real life, but we'll come to that again a little bit later on. Also today, we have music coming from Enchanté, Jocelyn joining us to tell us more. But first of all, Ian Billings joins us on the line to tell us all about a little event he's got going over in Brum in a week or two's time. Hello.
Where's it happening?
It's at the Mac, isn't it?
Oh, the Mac, indeed it is. We're talking about that first.
We're talking about that one first, yeah. It's nearest.
You got me all confused then. Yes, indeed, the Mac. The wonderful Mac. We're doing the magnificent Mega Mirthquake.
That's the. I'm glad you said that, because I'm not sure I've got the teeth
for
it.
Say it. That's right.
The magnificent Mega Mirthquake, that
there
one.
There you go.
Now, take a deep breath.
There you go. You can do it if you try. But you're probably wondering what it's all about.
I'm intrigued.
I'm sure you are. Shall I tell you?
Go on, then.
It's a wonderful event we're doing for Save the Children. As you know, Save the Children are a great charity doing wonderful work around the world, helping children in various troubled spots throughout the world. So I thought, wouldn't it be good to get together a bunch of child family-friendly entertainers like me?
Good, you're very family-friendly.
Children's entertainer, children's comedian, really.
Yeah, a stand-up is acceptable to kids.
Poet Chris White.
He's very good.
And cartoonist. And we've got loads of people all coming together to do the Mega Mirthquake at the Mac. Now, Sunday, which is a good family day,
yes.
16th of November at 2 o'clock, and we're selling tickets, and they're selling like hot cakes. The hottest of hotcakes, so get in there quick is my tip from the top.
Mm-hmm.
We've got poets, we've got storytellers, Cat Weatherhill, we've got, and we've got some proper children as well.
Really?
Ooh, we've got some proper children from the Stagecoach Theatre School in Edgbaston who are going to come along and do some wonderful music for us. And it's just going to be a hoot. All the people involved have done loads of kids entertaining and comedy for kids throughout the country and throughout the world, and we're all coming together. It's the pinnacle, it's the epicentre of children's comedy.
That's what I say. You're doing this Mirthquake thing quite significantly here, aren't you?
Yes.
You spent minutes thinking that one up, didn't you?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So it's Sunday the 16th of November, 2 o'clock it all starts.
Mm.
How long is it going on for?
Who knows?
Until you're done.
We could be there till next Thursday. No. we have to be out by about 4 o'clock, because they come in and start, you know, tidy the tables up and so forth. But it's going to be about an hour and a half. The thing is, we've never done it before.
Right.
We've all done our different shows in different places, but we're all coming together, and it's going to be this big explosion, an explosion of fun and frolics. And so we don't know how long it'll last. Could go on forever. Who knows?
The ticket price is interesting, because you can pay a tenner, yeah, or you can get a family ticket for 30 quid.
That's right.
And
it's important that you bring a family if you do buy a family ticket.
Yeah, because otherwise you're paying over the odds.
Exactly.
And most of the... You have up to two adults in there, so if all your family are over the age of, 16, it's that's cheating.
That's right. But if you try sneaking in you know, sort of a little schoolboy costume, I think we could let you in just for the sheer ingenuity.
Wouldn't that'd be a sweet, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So that's allowed. However... the important thing is to get your tickets from the Mac early, isn't it? So,
that's right.
How do you do that, then?
The way you do that is you can go onto the website, which is I'm doing my radio voice.
That's very good.
Okay, brace yourself.
Go on.
www.macbirmingham.co.uk.
I was convinced.
Is that good?
Yeah.
Or, there's a Tefilo number. Hang on. Have you got a pen?
Yeah.
Okay. Here we go. 0121.
That's Birmingham.
Yeah. 0121. 446.
Yeah.
3232.
That's 446-3232 with an 0121 stuck at the start of it if you're not in Brum and you're using a mobile
exactly.
or something. Yeah.
Very well put.
Mm-hmm.
Or put Mac in your search engine and see where it leads you.
So it's a tenner a ticket, basically, and there's various groups. If you're under 16, it's like £7.50, and you get that special discounted family ticket if you buy it up front for two adults, two kids, for 30 quid.
It's a bargain. Where could you have so many chuckles for such a small price?
And the Mac's a lovely venue as well. I'm not sure which bit the Fool Studio is, because I've only been there once. But the Mac's a really nice venue, isn't it?
Oh, it's brilliant. It's very family-friendly. It's just attached to Cannon Hill Park. Everything's all very flat and, as I say, child-friendly and family. There's loads of kids' events going on there, and this is the reason I chose the venue, because it is already geared up for kids and easy access. Perfect place to be. And the Foyle Studio is brilliant because I did a show there a couple of weeks ago.
And they're letting you come back, which is even better.
They're allowing me back in. Yes, they've cleaned all the walls down and they're letting me back in now.
Excellent.
So there we are. Time to do some more funnies again.
Now, well, as the other thing you thought I might have been about to start talking to you about, first of all, would be the panto that you're involved in as well this Christmas, wouldn't it?
I'm just going to have to blow my nose.
Oh, okay. Do you want me to edit that out or should we leave it in? Is it a comedy nose blow?
I don't know. Well, let's see how it goes.
Okay.
Good thing.
I think we'll leave that in.
Okay.
Anyway, the panto.
The panto. I'm glad you asked me about that. I thought you were going to ask me about that before, but you didn't.
Would have been a surprise.
You were asking me about the Magnificent Earthquake
The you and your Magnificent Earthquake, which I think we just heard the after-tail effects of there.
But this next one, my next show, is Beauty and the Beast.
Which one are you playing? I think we said the same to Phil Butler, actually, so it's not funny now.
I'm not rising.
You know, you're not going to go there.
I am playing Professor Crackpot. Now, Professor Crackpot is the inventor.
Typecast
again.
What
would you say?
Typecast again.
I'm going to stop doing these.
Carry on.
I'm flowing. Okay, I'm in mid-flow.
Go for it. I'll see.
Professor Crackpot is the absent-minded professor type fellow, always inventing lots of inventions and daft things, and his daughter, the beauty of the title Beauty and the Beast, gets involved. Well, you probably know the story. I don't want to give too much away if you don't. But it's full of adventures and larks and jollity.
And that's the one thing I know, because knowing you and the gang, Phil Butler's there, then you're there, and there's someone with a really interesting beast-style outfit I've seen in the promo photos. And there's you've got the... I'm not just on about the dame either, but you've got the dame as well. And who is your leading man in
the
this?
The top of the bill this year is the one and only Matt Evers from Dancing on Ice.
That's impressive.
Absolutely. He'll be there, and he'll be playing Gerard Le Huntsman. That's my French accent there.
That's very good.
He is a huntsman called Gerard. And so he's the swashbuckling, good-looking, handsome chap. And I'm there for contrast.
I think Phil thought he was going to get that job, but it didn't quite work out this year again.
I tried to tell him, but he wouldn't have it.
Let him down gently.
Phil is going to be brilliant. We did Aladdin with him last year, and he's a hoot a minute. I think that's the way I describe him. Very funny guy. I'm looking forward to having him on board again. And there's me, and there's Nicky French, of course, from the Eurovision Song Contest.
I know.
Who will be playing Witch Guillotine.
It's impressive.
Yeah, and so she's the evil, nasty, naughty one.
And this is all at the Oaken Gates Theatre, the place at Oaken Gates.
That's right. A wonderful venue right in the centre of Telford. I've been there now for 6 years, is it? Goodness me. And I keep coming back because it's such a happy, nice place. Lovely audiences, really, and a great staff. So it keeps me very happy, and I'm happy to keep coming back here. This will be my 6th year.
And it's heading down the road from the big shopping centre where you can buy your Krispy Kreme donuts as well, isn't
it? Exactly.
I think is more likely the reason. But
that's one of the main incentives for taking the job each year. And we've also got Danny Mills as Dame Sherry Traffle.
Mm-hmm. This accent's really doing you proud.
Thank you very much. Garrett's French. Gary, just in case you didn't know, Gary Truchot as the prince who transmogrifies into the beast. Am I giving too much away?
I think there's a few hints in there that might be... It's a transmogrification I'm looking forward to.
And Trixie Waggett as Belle, as in Beauty. Beauty Belle and the Beast.
All we need to do is tell people how to get hold of tickets for that one, then.
Well, before we do that, I'll tell you when we start. On the Tuesday, the 9th of December. This very year, would you believe we're starting with a school's performance at 10:15 in the morning?
That's exciting. You'd have trouble getting Phil Butler up for that time of day.
Well, I'm trouble getting the audience up for that time of day. But yeah, we usually do school shows at 10:15 every morning for the first sort of 5 days or so. And then we fall into sensible times of 1 o'clock and 6:30 thereafter. And we're running, because the previous shows I've done have proved so successful, we've extended the run now. We're running till the 5th of January, almost every day. And the way to get tickets is to go to the Oaken Gates website. Which is theplacetelford.com. That's easy enough to remember, isn't it?
We can do that, I think. Yeah, I can't spell place, but it hasn't got an I in it, has it?
No, that would be silly.
No, it'd be a fish.
Theplacetelford.com.
Yes, theplacetelford.com.
The place to be.
Yes. Anyone would think they spent thousands working that one out, wouldn't you?
The place to be. And the telephone number is Telford. So it's 01952 382 382.
Ian, lovely speaking to you as ever. And you're off to go and catch a train to Big London, I think.
I'm going to go to Big London, where the big people live, and have a production meeting about Beauty and the Beast.
That's lovely, isn't it?
Okay, then.
All right. Well, before you disappear, give us your website so people can find out all about your other shenanigans.
Ian Billings' website is imaginatively titled ianbillings.com.
You can find you there. And there's pictures and things of you as well, so people know what they're letting themselves in for.
You can find out more about me and about my work and about my comedy and about my poems and my books and all manner of stuff what I do. It's the epicentre of my doing.
The epicentre is word of the week this week, isn't it, I think? Well,
absolutely.
You go off and catch a train, and I'll see you soon, sir.
Okay, look after yourself.
Thanks, mate. Ta-ra for now.
Cheers, bye-bye.
About time we heard some music. This is our first song from Enchanté, and it's Autumn Leaves.
Oh, je voudrais tant que tu te souviennes des jours heureux où nous étions amis. En ce temps-là, la vie était plus belle et le soleil plus brûlant qu'aujourd'hui. Les feuilles mortes se ramassent à la pelle. Tu vois, je n'ai pas oublié. À l'appel, les souvenirs et les regrets aussi. The falling leaves drift by my window. The falling leaves of red and gold. I see your face, the summer kisses, the sunburnt hands I used to hold. Since you went away, the days grow long. And soon I'll hear old winter songs. But I miss you most of all, my darling. When autumn leaves start to fall, la vie sépare ceux qui s'aiment. Tout doucement, sans faire de bruit. Et les vagues s'éparent sur le sable. Les pas des amants désunis. And I miss you most of all, my darling. When autumn leaves start. Thank you.
We're very lucky to be joined on the phone by Jocelyn from Enchanté. You've just heard Autumn Leaves and your arrangements on that, and it's good to talk to you on the phone. Hello.
Hello, hello, Jason. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you very much. We're getting very busy at the moment.
I should think so too.
Yes, very exciting time.
So what's been going on since we last spoke?
Well, quite a lot, actually. We've had quite a few gigs in the country. We've been back to France and played there. We do that every year.
Yeah.
New songs and new album getting ready. And I've just gone contact by the French organisation. You know, you've got English-French Alliance and a French meetup. You've got one in Wolverhampton, the Lighthouse, on a Tuesday. There's some in Birmingham. And, of course, the Francophiles and French people living in England, so they love our stuff, you can imagine.
Yeah, well, whether it be someone who's come from France or maybe someone from somewhere like the Ivory Coast,
all right.
French speakers in the UK, and, doing a great job of speaking English when you want to, but it's great to have a chat in your own language as well, isn't
it? Absolutely, yes, it is, yeah.
So tell us how the album came together and how you selected the songs. And also, obviously, there's a mix of French and English on here.
Yes, what we try to do, because obviously, it doesn't matter how many people like France or speak a bit of French, we are living in England. So I think it's always fair when we do an arrangement of a song to translate part of the song in English. And some have already been translated in English, but some haven't. And I always try to record the song so there is at least one verse in English so that people can get familiar with what the song is about. So we've been working on that. And obviously, a lot of these songs, they're French classics from the 50s. And they used to play to big bands, you know, big orchestra.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least they would have a piano and an accordionist and a double bass player. We've got a double bass player, as you know.
Yeah.
But we haven't got the piano. So we have to do special arrangement to those songs to make sure they still remain as beautiful as they used to be, but they work for what we do.
And you pick out all the melody lines in there.
We pick all the melody lines. We totally respect the author of the song. That is the rule number one. We don't change anything. But sometimes we have to change probably the way I sing it, the kind of, like, for example, a song like No Regrets, which is a big va-va-voom song, No Regret. Well, we've only got one classical guitar and one double bass, so we started very, very quietly. So by the end, as we go crescendo, at the end, you've got the impression of a big, big sound, when in fact there isn't.
Mm-hmm.
I'm giving our secrets out there. Shouldn't I?
No, should keep it all away. Keep the secrets close to your heart.
I'm giving it all away, me.
But are you obviously enjoying the music as well? And even though it's a challenge, maybe getting something into the right arrangements, you're pretty much having to rewrite some of these songs, to be fair, aren't you? But keeping the same tune.
I totally adore doing that. I mean, I grew up. My grandmother was a singer, and I grew up. I was 3 years old. I knew all the repertoire of Edith Piaf, which is most unsuitable for a 3 year old. I wasn't aware of that. I just knew the song and I sang them. And I grew up with Brel and all these kind of people. So for me, it's an homage to them. Much wanting to sing their songs, and I wait like Ne me quitte pas if you go away. It's one of the most beautiful songs ever written. And I've been wanting to do it for a long, long time, but I was always so afraid not to do it justice.
Well, we will be listening to that, and we will be scoring you on it afterwards, okay? So
yes,
we'll let you know what we think. No, it'll be absolutely brilliant. I know it will, because your work is fantastic.
Thank you.
And, so you've chosen these songs because they've all, they're all great songs. They're true classic French songs from the 50s, and they've got a fantastic sound to them. Do you ever fancy sneaking something a little more modern in and maybe taking your approach to something that's in the hit parade these days?
I leave that to the younger generation. I do. I think, we should stick to what we do best. And, I mean, there's a lot of new, modern songs now in the new pop industry, which I find absolutely fabulous. But I can't do them justice, so I'll just leave it to the people who can. And also, this is what we're enchanté, we're French. This is the way people know us. Jocelyne, she's French, she's from Paris. And we've tried to sing other stuff now and again, and you can be sure, doesn't matter whether it's a club or a pub or a restaurant or busking somewhere or a music festival, there'll be somebody in the back going, "Do you know No Regrets by Edith Piaf? Do you know this?" That's what people want to hear, so we give them what they want.
That's the way to do it. Absolutely brilliant. Well, we'll take a listen to If You Go Away, being the English title of Ne me quitte pas.
Yes.
How did I do on that? Because my French is terrible.
That was accent perfect, Jason. That was lovely.
It's, French never sounded right with a Midlands accent, as I proved at school when they were trying to teach me and failing. However, we'll sit back and listen to this one. We'll enjoy the work. Enchanté-music.com is where you can be found online. And what gigs have you got coming up in the near future?
Well, the big one is the one at the Garrick Theatre in Lichfield on Friday the 14th of November. And the tickets are selling really, really well on this one. We're expecting a sellout before the end of the month, so I'm very excited about that. And we have a couple more to do with Anglo-French associations. They've got their end-of-year dinners and galas, and they want us to sing at those galas. So that will be, at the moment, that is all in the, we've got in the pipeline, because we have been sort of lying low and preparing for this big one in November.
Well, and doing the album as well has taken some negative,
I'm sure.
And the
album, that is true. I mean, you know, because we, unfortunately we do have day jobs as well.
Mm-hmm.
So every spare minute is spent in the studio preparing this album as well, yeah.
And well worth the time it's spent there too. It is absolutely fantastic. Jocelyn, thank you for joining us. Keep up the good work. And of course, if people do want to find out about future gigs, enchanté-music.com is where it can be found.
Thank you very much, Jason. It's a pleasure to talk to you.
Always
Thank
a
you.
Pleasure speaking to you and enjoying the music. Ta-ra for now.
Thanks a lot, Jason. Bye-bye.
Ne me quitte pas. Il faut oublier, tout peut s'oublier. Qui s'en fut déjà. Oublier le temps des malentendus et le temps perdu. À savoir comment oublier ces heures qui tuaient parfois à coup de pourquoi le cœur du bonheur. Ne me quitte pas, ne me quitte pas, ne me quitte pas, ne me quitte pas. Moi, je t'offrirai des perles de pluie venues d'un pays où il ne pleut pas. Je creuserai la terre jusqu'après ma mort pour couvrir ton corps d'or et de lumière. Je te ferai un domaine où l'amour fera loi, où l'amour sera roi, où tu seras reine. Mais ne me quitte pas, ne me quitte pas, ne me quitte pas, ne me quitte pas. If you go away, as I know you must, then there's nothing left in this world to trust. Just an empty room full of empty space, like the empty look I see now on your face. Though I would have been the shadow of your shadow if you might have kept me by your side. If you go away, if you go away, if you go away, if you go away. But if you stay, I'll make you a day like no day has been or will be again. We will ride the sun, we'll sail on the rain, we'll talk to the trees and worship the wind. Then if you go, I'll understand. Leave me just enough love to fill up my hand. If you go away, if you go away, if you go away, if you go away. Ne me quitte pas, je ne vais plus parler, je ne vais plus pleurer. Je me cacherai là à te regarder danser et sourire et à t'écouter chanter et puis rire. Laisse-moi devenir l'ombre de ton ombre, l'ombre de ta main, l'ombre de ton chien. Mais ne me quitte pas, ne me quitte pas, non. Ne me quitte pas, ne me quitte pas.
Ne me quitte pas. Enchanté, and if you go away. There we go. And we'll have more from them very, very soon, however. One Night of Elvis, starring Lee Memphis King, arrives at the Robin 2 in Bilston on Friday, the 24th of October. To tell us more about it, here is the man himself. Lee, hello.
Great, how are you?
I'm good. I'm great, how are you?
Yeah, fantastic, thank you.
Now, I wasn't sure whether to come to you in Elvis persona or whether we could talk to the to you first, but we'll come to Elvis in a bit, because we will be hearing one of your performances as well, just to give a flavour of the night at the end of the interview. But having looked at the pictures, having heard the tracks, you've got Elvis there on the gig night, haven't you?
Oh, thank you very much. I'm looking forward to coming to Bilton, actually. We've done it for the last few years, and that was a good night, you know. That was a good crowd.
And the music just lives on, and it's hard to believe how long it is since Elvis himself passed away, but the fan base is still there. There are new people coming to the music. There are those, of course, who remember it from first time around, and if they've travelled, they've had a chance to see him, and they just want to relive that experience. And your show brings it to life, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, I hope so. I mean, that's the intention. We try to make it as authentic as possible, you know, with the voice and the costumes and the sound, of course. And when we try to recreate the songs as Elvis did them. So fans and, you know, even casual fans come along and hopefully they enjoy the show, you know.
And because of your status, I mean, you've been used in various shows. They've had you on stage as Elvis in a number of productions. So chance to see you on your own just with your band, it's well worth getting along to see, isn't it?
Yeah, well, thank you for that. I mean, I'm touring around the UK at the minute. Like I said, I've done the Robin 2 now for the last few years, and it's always a great night, and it's slightly different to a normal theatre show. It's more of a fun kind of event, because it's Stan and Ramona, as you know. Yeah, we include all the hits, as people would expect, and hopefully they have a great night.
And tell us how the musicians line up as well.
Yeah, we've got a 7-piece band. That's all we can fit on the stage. There,
but that is impressive in itself, isn't it? Because you're a tribute artist, but you're not a tribute artist who turns up just wearing a white jumpsuit and hoping for the best. You're a tribute artist with a band who's you're a performer through and through. It's not karaoke, is it?
Oh God, no. I mean, the guys that I'm lucky enough to have on board, I mean, they're top musicians, you know. And they're perfectionists, just like I am, you know. And we strive to get the music as it was. So when you hear the likes of, you know, The Wonder of You, for example, then it's just like the record. So we try, like I said, we try to make it as authentic and as high energy as the real performance was.
And all that magic brought to life on stage. When you're choosing which songs to feature, obviously you move things around so people who've seen your show before, they will see a slightly different show, there'll be more favourites. You must get inundated with requests for tracks on the night.
Yeah, we do, yes. Yeah, I get quite a few. And unfortunately, I have to kind of ignore most of them because, you know, it would be like I'd be standing there with a piece of paper reading out requests all night if I did that. So, I try to include as many of the songs that people would like to hear. All the great songs, the well-known songs, and I also like to throw in some obscure songs as well, you know, so that people can hear some of the great songs that he recorded.
And tell us about the outfits as well. How many costume changes have you got?
Well, there'd be probably one or two at Bilston. The costumes are made by the same people who made Elvis's costumes. They own the patterns for his costumes, so they're as authentic as they could possibly be, really.
Mm-hmm.
They're made in America. So like I said, some of the same costumes that made his suits make mine. It's not just me. I mean, there's several top tributes who have the same, or use the same company.
Yeah.
And like I say, the whole point of it all is to make it not only look authentic, but sound authentic and project the same energy and fun that he did.
So if people want to find out more about you and see what you look like and hear some of your work aside of the track we're about to play, where can they find out more about you?
On my website. Please go there and take a look. It's www.leememphisking.com. And all the dates and audio and video and stuff are all on there.
And if you want tickets for the Robin 2 in Bilston on Friday the 24th of October, all you need to do is give them a call at the box office, 01902 497 860. That's 01902 497 860. And you can get yourself down there. Full details, of course, on their website as well. Just pop that into Google and you can get all the gig details for all their forthcoming events. Lee, thank you for talking to us and keep up the good work.
It's been good fun.
And let's take
thank you very much.
We're going to take a little listen to In the Ghetto now. Is this one of your favourites?
Yes. I think it was Basingstoke. We did that a couple of years ago.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was a great night, yeah.
So here you are, performing live as Elvis in the ghetto.
As the snow flies on a cold and gray Chicago morning, a poor little baby child is born in the ghetto. And his mama cries, 'cause if there's one thing that she don't need, it's another hungry mouth to feed in the ghetto. People, don't you understand? John needs a helping hand. He'll gonna be an angry young man someday. Take a look at you and me. Are we doing like you see? Do we simply turn our heads and look the other way? Well, the world turns, and a hungry little boy with a runny nose plays in the street as a cold blows in the ghetto. And his hunger burns, so he starts to roam the streets at night, and he learns how to steal, and he learns how to fight in the ghetto.
In the ghetto.
Then one night in desperation, the iron man breaks away. He buys a gun, he steals a car, he tries to run, but he don't get far, and his mama cries. As the crowd gathers round, an angry young man face down in the street with a gun and a sink in the ghetto. And as the young man dies on a cold and gray Chicago morning, another little baby child is born in the ghetto. And his mama cries.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
In the ghetto, Lee Memphis King, a.k.a. Elvis Presley, is, of course, to the Robin 2 on the 24th of October. Right, back to the phones we go. And a gentleman you wouldn't anticipate having a mobile, King Henry VIII. Hello.
Ha, 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 my boy. Now you've got the real king on at last, eh?
Yes, this is it. And how are things in the king business these days? Because it's a little out of your era, but as a Tudor, I think you're still somewhat in fashion.
I was some musician myself, you know.
Really?
Elvis man has a few qualities. They won't last, of course. But my music is still being played 500 years after I wrote it, my boy. My favourite song that I wrote was one called Pastime with Good Company. It was my, top of the charts winner. People think I wrote Greensleeves. You know, I never wrote that. That wasn't one of mine, but it was contemporary. It was written around about my time, but it wasn't one of mine. I wasn't shy, you know. If I'd have written it, I'd have put my name on it.
I should think so, too. And that would only be right for someone of your stature and position in society.
Stature, yes. 56 inches around the waist. That's what I am, my boy. Quite large of stature, you could
say. That is impressive. And that must take something to maintain. Plenty of Tudor banquet to keep these things going.
But you see, you call them banquets, but I mean, they were just meals for us.
A light snack.
It would be nothing to have, say, 14 courses at one sitting. But you see, we wouldn't eat everything that was on the plate. In fact, bad manners to consume everything. You should always leave something behind on the plate. And we would pick from all the dishes. You know, you might have several different fish or seven different fowl brought before you. You might have a leg here and a wing there and a head there. But you wouldn't consume the whole thing. You see, my problem, Jason, and this is what people don't realize, is that when I came to the throne when I was 18, I was as fit as a fiddle. 6'2" tall, broad-shouldered, flat-stomached. I was an athlete, the most athletic king that this country had ever seen. But you see, in my mid-30s, I suffered a terrible accident at the tilt when I was jousting. I fell off a horse. The horse fell on me. I damaged my leg, and I wasn't able to exercise. And as your listeners will now attest, if you cannot exercise and you are sat down for most of the day, you pile on the weight, and that's the sole reason for it. So not gluttony, just inactivity, I would say.
But still plenty of people to look after you, which kept the food flowing, and I'm sure that didn't help matters either. But, of course, it was vitally important that you entertained heads of state from other nations.
Well, of course, you know, we are a very sociable nation. We're not always at war with the French. We're not always at loggerheads with the Holy Roman Emperor. We are, you know, sociable people. And their ambassadors, even if we were at war with them, their ambassadors would still be in our towns and in our cities. And we would like to put on a good show. The best one I ever did, actually, I went across to France. It was Wolsey that arranged it. They called it the Field of the Cloth of Gold, 1523, if memory serves. And it was so much gold cloth that people thought that the tents we put up were actually made of gold themselves. And that was a meeting I had with the French king, Francois. Now, here's an idea that some of your modern statesmen can take on. We decided that we would have a wrestling match to decide which was the greater monarch. And I had a strip to the waist and oiled like a, you know, like a proper wrestler. We had a scrap there in an arena with all the people, you know, on my side chanting Henry, Henry, and all the French chanting something I can't possibly translate. And we wrestled. Now, the sad thing is you're going to ask me who won, aren't you?
That is where I would be going next. I take it it didn't work out quite as you'd planned.
It was heading for a sort of a Chelsea-Arsenal draw, touchline, shall we say, with a lot of pushing and shoving going on. But at the very last moment, he tripped me, and I fell on my backside. It was a totally illegal move, and it shouldn't have been allowed, and the referee should have stepped in there and then and awarded me the bout. But he didn't, sadly, and so the history books are a little bit undecided about who won. If you ask them me, I say I won. If you asked him, he'd say I won as well, I guess.
Right, that's it. Tony Harris, a.k.a. King Henry VIII, thank you for that little bit of a history lesson, something I did not know there.
Oh, well, you see, you learn something every day, Jason.
It does make all the difference, doesn't it? And particularly having someone like me, Henry VIII, to actually tell you how it's going.
It's nice to get it from the horse's mouth, isn't it? That's what people find.
It is.
When I put the costume on and I meet people, and I meet thousands of people every year dressed as him, they really like it because it brings history to life. I don't know about you. I mean, you're quite a young man still, but I'm quite an old fool now. But when I was a young boy at school, I hated history because it was so dull and so dry and so dreary and dusty. And nowadays, I absolutely love it. And because of my love of the Tudors, I've become obsessed with all kinds of period of history. And I begin to devour more and more information. School is wasted on kids, you know. They shouldn't send you to school as a child. They should let you go to school when you're about 30, because you'd learn much more, I reckon.
It'd be much more fun, wouldn't it? You actually have an interest, and you know what you want to find out about then as well.
Exactly.
But, I mean, this isn't the only acting work that you do, is it?
No, I mean, I'm a jobbing actor, so I do play any role that comes along. But I started playing the king back in 2009, 2010, where I was resident at Hampton Court Palace down in London there. And I was there for 2 years, and that really gave me the Henry bug. And then somebody very kindly wrote me a Henry VIII play, which I toured with. And so he has kind of dominated it, but, you know, I still do a million other different things. It all depends what day of the week it is. I can be a comedy waiter one day, like a Manuel character from Fawlty Towers, and then Henry VIII the next. It's a very strange life that I lead. My wife never knows who's coming home.
That must be quite stressful for her.
Well, you know what? She says it kind of spices it up a bit. Not that I wear the costume around the house. Can I just make that
clear? That's fine. And I'm hoping there's a bit of padding in there to get you up to the 56-inch waist as well.
Well, you know what? Because the costume is quite large, it doesn't have any padding in it. So I'm a big lad. I mean, I'm over 18 stone. But he was, at the period I play him, he was probably about 25, 26 stone. So that's a lot of weight to carry around if you were to put, you know, padding on.
Yep.
So what I do is I trick people. I wear an outer garment, which is a very heavy sort of outer cloak, and it hangs straight down. Now, I don't know whether you can imagine this. Hangs straight as a plumb line at the back because it's so heavy. But at the front, it's open. So I kind of bend myself into a D shape, pushing my stomach out as much as I possibly can. And actually, there's a massive great hollow between my back and the edge of the cape. But of course, nobody ever puts their arms around your waist because they can't fit anyway. So nobody realizes that I look twice the size I actually am in the costume.
And then this is also how you turn up at the doctor's who's discussing your weight loss.
You know what? I wish I could just turn up at the doctor's at the end of the eighth, but I can't get past the receptionist at my place. I don't know. I suffer from the same problems as anyone else. But yeah, it's a funny old life to lead. But you know what? I wouldn't change it now. And I used to be a journalist for 27 years. I was a journalist before I became an actor, and I had a real job and a real career. And I wouldn't go back to it now. I have too much fun doing this.
It sounds like brilliant fun, completely. And if you've got a website which details your work and people can see pictures of you on there, how do we get hold of that one?
If you just look at henrythetudor.com. So all the W's at the front, then henrythetudor.com, you'll find all the pictures. And if anyone's thinking of booking me, there's numbers and emails on there that they can use. I'm quite reasonable for a king, you know.
Not actually a king's ransom to get you to the event.
Yeah.
And available up and down the country. So whatever you're doing that happens to be a bit Tudor, if you fancy having King Henry VIII turn up, Tony is your man.
Absolutely.
Brilliant. Well, good to talk to you. Any events that you can publicise at the moment that you're getting involved in at the minute?
You know, I'm working every week, Jason, so it would be unfair for me to plug one over the other. And we'd be here all night if I was telling you what I'm doing. I'm doing three Henrys this week, so I shall be the King Thursday, Friday and Saturday. But I usually have two or three engagements each week of Henry, and then a couple of other things that I do as well, you know, to keep me busy. But it would be unfair to publicise one over the other.
But if you want to find out more, of course, there'll be some bits and pieces on the website.
Yeah,
sure.
Have a look on the website. Good idea, my boy. Good idea.
Well, before you go, can you be Henry just one more time and bid us farewell as Henry VIII?
I will bid you all farewell and good night. And whatever you are doing this evening, make sure you are careful and take your transport home with you.
Henry VIII, sorry, King Henry VIII. Tony Harris, thank you for joining us.
Jason, nice to talk to you.
Ciao for now.
Bye-bye.
One more song to take us out the show. This is Je ne regrette rien, once again from Enchanté.
Rien de rien. Non, je ne regrette rien. Ni le bien qu'on m'a fait, ni le mal. Tout ça m'est bien égal. Non, rien de rien. Non, je ne regrette rien. C'est payé, balayé, oublié. Je me fous du passé. Avec mes souvenirs, j'allume le feu. Mes chagrins, mes plaisirs, je n'ai plus besoin d'eux. Balayer les amours avec leur trémolo, oublier pour toujours. Je repars à zéro. Non, rien de rien. Non, je ne regrette rien, ni le bien qu'on m'a fait, ni le mal, tout ça m'est bien égal. Non, rien de rien. Non, je ne regrette rien, car ma vie, car mes joies, aujourd'hui, ça commence avec toi.
Enchanté with Je Ne Regrette Rien. If you do want more on their music, www.enchanté-music.com. And that's it for this week. Thank you for joining us. We'll be back, hopefully, with both Zoe and myself here in the studio next week and another range of interesting and fun guests for you here in the Milk Bar. So, off for now.
Goodbye from the Milk Bar. Goodbye from the Milk Bar. Goodbye from the Milk Bar. Goodbye from the Milk Bar, yeah. Goodbye from the Milk Bar, yeah.